A recent crackdown on beer drinking at the beach has some New Yorkers seething. Earlier this month, police confiscated coolers from a Rockaway Beach fundraiser for 9/11 victims. A few days later, visitors to a Central Park concert with the New York Philharmonic Orchestra peacefully sipped their wine undisturbed by local law enforcement. It took less than a New York minute for this story to turn into a stink. If wine in the park is fine, then why can't beer go to the beach? With us to talk about New York's gripes on public drinking is Doug Muzzio, a political science professor at Baruch College. He joins us from his office in New York. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure, Lynn.
Now, take us through this story, the party in Rockaway. What exactly happened?
Okay. The party in Rockaway occurred on July 4th. It was a 9/11 memorial. There was drinking, there was, you know, partying, no illegal behavior apparently other than the drinking itself. The cops came in, gave about a bunch of summonses, and confiscated coolers. And as you said, a couple of nights later, that was on a Friday, and Monday night you have the Philharmonic concert, and you've got pictures in the various papers of the shabbily drinking Philharmonic listeners, and the mayor then was asked, well, what about this conflict here? You know, you're enforcing it against a certain class of people and not others. And then the mayor made one of his flip comments that often gets him in trouble, and he said, nobody drowns in a tuba, implying that, you know, it's just more risky to drink beer, et cetera, and it caused a brouhaha.
Now, wait, the mayor was at the concert as well, wasn't he?
He was at that concert, and he was also at a subsequent concert in Prospect Park, where there was also drinking surrounding the mayor, and in fact, nobody got busted at that event either.
Yeah. So how upset are New Yorkers really about this?
I don't know if they're that upset. I mean, it's been, you know, in slow news week in New York after budgets and et cetera. It's all part of this mayor's problem, if you will. Who is Mike Bloomberg, and can a zillionaire connect with the masses? So that's sort of been the question out there. And a lot of the tabloids have been taking shots at him. The Daily News, which ran the original beer drinking story, has been talking about silly tickets, you know, pregnant women getting tickets on subway stairs. So the mayor's been hit for a variety of things that, you know, offend the sensibilities of New Yorkers.
And this isn't so much about beer and wine. Is it really about class and the whole question of class in New York City?
I think it is a question of class that, you know, concert going, philharmonic listening, brie eaters and chablis drinkers are somehow less prone to be ticketed for behavior than beer drinking, burger eating cops and firemen in the outer boroughs. So there's sort of a class element to this, and a geographic element, because in New York it is the city, Manhattan, versus quote-unquote the outer boroughs, and the mayor lives in Manhattan.
And the wine drinkers are in Manhattan.
And then when, well, there were wine drinkers all over. I mean, you know, my Italian relatives drinking in Brooklyn as well. But in fact, there is an element of unequal enforcement, and it does look like class bias.
Yeah. And interesting that the beer drinkers at Rockaway, I mean, a lot of them, I imagine, were friends of police officers, relatives of police officers.
Well, in fact, they were cops and firemen, and in fact, that's what ticked off a lot of those folks, that their fellow police officers were, you know, busting their chops on a, you know, national holiday without good reason. And they sort of taking it out on the mayor. The mayor is not doing well among the his constituency that voted for him in 2001, which basically he rented from Rudy Giuliani.
Now, listen, how long is this controversy going to last? It erupted in a New York minute. Is it going to last a New York minute?
You know what? This particular thing is just about evaporated, if you will, but I will guarantee that, you know, if some bigger news doesn't happen, the mayor's going to say or do something, and they're going to be on his case.
And let me take a wild guess. Are you a beer drinker?
No, I'm a wine drinker. I don't drink beer.
Okay. I thought you said Chablis drinkers, and I thought most people don't drink Chablis anymore. You must be a beer drinker.
No. It rhymed with brie, so I guess I was going for the poetry.
All right, you're a poet. Thanks so much for being with
us. Thank you.
Doug Muzzio teaches political science at Baruch College. He joined us by phone from New York. In Washington, I'm Lynn Neary, NPR News.